Jackson and Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-FREE.
That's
1-800-747-3733. Relax yourself on a Friday here on the Tobin and Leroy show.
Tapo cool?
Tapo's cool. It sounded worse than he actually pulled the curtain down because he's a crazy child.
He's two. Right?
And he's two, and he is every bit of two. It is just as terrible as they had advertised. I am a prisoner in my own home. And like he's emotionally abusive, he's physically abusive. This is a cry for help if anyone's listening. But it's been great. Totally love him. But yeah, I heard the poll from the curtains fall down and it sounded worse than what it really was, but he'll be fine. Just gotta walk it off, rub some dirt on it.
Oh, he's like thank you with your ankle. Yeah.
Hey, just gotta walk it off. You'll be fine, you know.
Yeah, you'll be science.
Let's go ahead and give you these headlines that are brought to you by our friends over at Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, you can choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. I also want to let you know that there is a word that you need to be texting if you are interested in Stars and Strings tickets, because our sister station Kiss Country is bringing back Stars and Strings, featuring Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, My Truck and My Boots, and more at Hard Rock Live at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th.
My Truck and My Boots. That sounds like a country song, not a country band.
Oh, yeah. There's one guy's truck, the other guy's boots. Text the word EASY, EASY, to 20357. That's EASY to 20357. Tickets are now on sale at StarsAndStrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive.
Hey, so, I mean, a few years ago, you could have said that with Florida-Georgia line.
See? Tell me now.
Right.
They broke up, man. Bastards.
They broke up, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Now there's just Florida-Georgia with a big line in the middle. That's horrible.
Wait, they really broke up?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. They did.
I don't know why I know stuff like that.
You know, that's strange because I know nothing about country music yet. For some reason, I know that too. But it's just kind of like, you know, you just got to know these things, you know, when the Dudley brothers break up, which they never will.
They're coming back.
They are coming back. Yes. One last match against the Hardy Brothers. Also, I made a wrestling statement earlier that I was corrected on.
Who was that?
I said earlier that Carmelo Hayes was married to Bianca Belair.
No, that's what I said. No, Carmelo Hayes is not married to her. That Bianca Belair is married to
Montez Ford.
Montez Ford of Street Profits.
Yes. And I would say same guy, but
no,
that would
not
be racist.
Carmelo's engaged to another beautiful young lady in the NXT.
See,
however, good that you mentioned wrestling, because SummerSlam.
Yeah, man.
Cardi B is supposed to host.
Cardi B is supposed to host it? Is that what
you
said?
She was supposed to host it, but I don't know if she's hosting anymore after Stefan Diggs kind of made that
comment. Oh, true. But I do know Jelly Roll is going to be a part of the festivities.
He is. He was on ESPN today. Get up. And him and Randy Orton were promoting their match. So good time.
Yeah, so that's
good time.
That's interesting. Now with Jelly Roll, like, I don't want to see the past people who have participated as celebrities.
The
in
greatest
this.
Is Bad Bunny, okay?
That's Bad Bunny.
He's
amazing.
The greatest of all time. Of a celebrity to come wrestle. Yes.
Logan Paul's pretty good though.
Logan Paul's a wrestler now. I'm not gonna call him a celebrity.
But that's like a notch of respect though. Like previously he was a celebrity.
Right.
It's not like he's been.
But if you have a contract and you're supposed to travel, yeah.
For sure. But the only reason why is because he was so damn good. So and even Pat McAfee, so damn good. you know, in the spurts that he did. So it's kind of like
shout out. They just have the appearance like we like wrestling.
Right, they like wrestling. But you know who deserves props?
Who?
LT.
Lawrence Taylor?
Lawrence Taylor, main event of WrestleMania.
Hey, you know what's funny about that? What? He don't need WrestleMania to talk trash. Oh, so he already had a one up.
Some Colombian booger sugar.
You know what? Speaking of Lawrence Taylor, actually, you better talk nicely about my boy. He has been appointed. He has been appointed to Trump's newest team. I actually got the tweet right here.
LT?
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor, let me tell you who made the list. Five NFL star players have been appointed by President Donald Trump to serve on the Council for Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Lawrence Taylor, Nick Bosa, Harrison Butker, Saquon Barkley, and the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa. They will advise
the president. To say that name?
Yo, that I need to grab that video right now because
I said, you know what? Hold on, I'll send it to you.
Yo, he butchered the man's name. Like, and I completely get it. So, it's not the easiest name.
So,
got to count.
It's the efforts to they want to bring back the training portion of getting kids in shape or whatever.
Cool.
In PE or whatever, because they quit calling it physical education. They start calling it something else because they weren't doing anything physical. They were just going to the classroom.
Boo.
I know when I was a kid,
take
your ass outside.
Yeah, for sure. I was having a conversation with someone recently that, you know, I grew up in an era where you would come home with like a ring of dirt underneath your neck just from how long you've been outside, where you would get injured outside and you would be afraid to tell your parents because then they would tell you you had to stay inside.
Right.
Where the street lights were your signal that you had to go inside. Other than that, you were outside all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't happen anymore. I know there's multiple reasons as to why the advancement of technology, so on and so forth. Global warming, if you will. I understand it's unbearably hot.
I mean, it was hot as hell when I was a kid, too.
That's what I'm saying. It was definitely hot as hell. But, you know, I'll give people the benefit of the doubt in certain areas. But just the idea of, like, really being outside in these streets, it just doesn't exist anymore, man. It just doesn't. And I don't know if it ever will. So that's why my generation is the best, and everyone should listen to me.
Hell no.
Okay. Yeah, well, just thought I'd throw that one out there, maybe. Let's go ahead and continue to some other headlines. We did mention that. Shweetin says kids came home with rings of dirt under their necks. Marcos came home with onion rings under his neck. Again, point hurtful, but hilarious. Like we mentioned multiple times, the Marlins will have an opportunity to start a series against the Yankees. We got some soccer action as well. We won't have football for quite some time.
Until next Thursday.
No, there won't be any football game in Hard Rock Stadium until the last preseason game, which is, I believe, August 21st, maybe? No, 20.
And it's crazy because they're practicing 20. Against these teams. They're practicing against, what, three teams?
Are they? Let me see. I don't even know what their joint practice is.
Yeah, they're going against the Bears.
Oh.
I believe.
Oh, that's right. That's
they're going to Jack. They're going to Chicago. I think they're going to Tampa, maybe?
Now, Jackson? When they go to Chicago, are they going to Wisconsin? Because that's where they practice. Now, or
I think they're going to Soldier Field. Oh, you talking about the
joint practice?
The joint practice? I don't know.
Because we practiced against Chicago. It was in Wisconsin.
I only see. Well, I mean, no, this can't be right. But what? I went to their training camp schedule. Oh, this is probably the one that's home. I went to their training camp schedule, and the one that I see here is August 21st is Jacksonville joint practice. So
that's
I'm assuming that one's down here, right? So then,
and that schedule is for fans. So understand that.
Yes, and then this definitely appeals to the home crowd.
Right. No, but I'm saying if they're on the road, why would they have a schedule for the fans?
Fair.
All right. So they're going. So damn, they got two road games. So road game at Chicago, August 10th. Then they play a game August 16th against Detroit. So I wonder if they're just going to stay in the Midwest that whole 2 weeks. That whole week.
No, they'll come back.
Is it cold? Is it cold?
They're going to the. It's both games are on the road at Chicago, at Detroit.
I would say they come. They're coming home. Get a couple of days.
So that's why probably Jacksonville's the only joint practice because of the fact that Chicago, Detroit's like literally six days from playing. So if you're playing a preseason game Sunday and you got another one Saturday.
No, they're practicing against both of those teams, though.
Then why would you come to Miami when you got to go back to Detroit? That's what I'm saying. They're at Chicago.
No, but because you come home for a couple of days. Like, it's just a couple of days. I know you ain't, like.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm reading more into this association that Trump has put together. I'm seeing other recognizable names like Triple H, Bryson DeChambeau. And I'm reading more of Lawrence Taylor's statements, which is so LT, and I appreciate it. But he says that he is proud to be a part of this team, and he says verbatim, "I don't know what we're supposed to be doing, but I'm here to serve." And I'm like, yeah,
but that just sounds like he did a celebrity. All
right, so JP said they talked to Joe Rowe. Joe Rowe said they're staying. Yeah, I would figure that.
Okay,
it makes no sense to me, at least, to travel all the way to Chicago, then fly back to South Florida, and then you're doing joint practices with Detroit. That's like a lot of wear and tear on the body.
Yeah, but keep in mind, like you have your own plane, so. I could see them coming back. Or like you said, they stay out. It might be better for them, to be honest with you.
Bonding.
Yeah, you got some stuff you got to – there's still – look, contrary to popular belief, there's still some stuff they got to get right. Right? As far as, you know, I would say the main thing is holding each other accountable. Right, that has to come from the locker room sometimes, not necessarily the coach. And so being on the road helps you identify, you know, those guys. The other thing is, ain't nobody going to be late on the road.
You could be late in Chicago.
No, not if they stay in Wisconsin.
You could be late.
Ain't nothing to do, dude.
You could be late in Detroit. You could go to Canada.
No, but do they practice in?
Wait, how close is that to Toronto, though?
It's not that far.
It's not Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
It's Windsor.
Oh, Windsor.
It's Windsor.
Somewhere in Ontario. There's a lot of fun in Ontario.
If you're playing in Detroit,
Detroit.
If at the stadium, it's 15 Detroit. Minutes. 15 minutes. It's just a it's a tunnel.
They're playing at Ford Field, so. Therefore, you know.
Yeah, but where are they practicing?
I'm looking at the vets. I don't. The kids are gonna. The people that got to make the team got to make the team.
Yeah, but sometimes the practices are so far away, you can't get there.
But you're gonna get there by Friday night if the game's on Saturday. If you a vet,
what do you mean?
You're gonna be in Detroit.
Oh, you're gonna get moved to Detroit, and you think they're gonna Chicken Little across that road?
If I'm a vet, that's not.
They
Florida, that's
not they playing. Have a.
Vlad, as much as you want to think, that it's that way, it's not. Right?
Okay.
It ain't never a free fall. Like you, that the most serious thing in camp is that bed check. Now, what you do after that is on you. But a lot of the facilities I stayed in during camp were protected by that SWAT.
Bears practice facilities in Lake Forest, Illinois. Gramps.
Yeah. Hallis Hall.
So that's in Chicago. So
yeah.
You could party in Chi-Town.
So they don't practice in
No, Leroy, that was like 40. No, let me stop. That was like years ago, bro. It was like 30 years ago.
30 years? 30 years?
Yeah, yeah. So they've upgraded and moved.
Some teams still practicing the same spot, though.
You guys want to hear Donald Trump say to his name?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was on the council, and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, who is really, he's been fantastic. He's been.
Oh, has he?
When he's not injured, he's great. He's got a.
What a cheap shot.
But he's a great guy. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is on the commission. And Barkley was on the council. And Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, who is really, he's been fantastic.
Nobody told him Tagovailoa?
He's not injured.
You think anyone tells him things? No one can tell this man anything. He runs on his own. You give him bullet points, but you can't tell this man nothing.
Wait. You can tell. Look, his brain in his mouth was like, oh, bleep.
The pause. Remember? Did you hear the pause? There's a pause. He caught himself. If you play it again, you'll hear him.
Then he tried to read it.
Right. He tried to enunciate it. He tried to enunciate it.
Hey, to his name, you can't read.
He did this with Carter Verhaeghe, and it worked out for him. You know, he kind of pronounced the H a little bit, but if you think of this one.
Barkley was on the council, and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, who is really, he's been fantastic. He's the quarterback who is Tagovailoa, the quarterback who is really, he's been fantastic. He's been...
That definitely needs a remix, Day South.
Yeah, for sure. That is fighting for his life.
Hey,
which one do you think is worse at this point? I think.
Oh, it's definitely Trump. Yo, at least
Trump, because Trump tried to pronounce it. Old boy said it like he never knew what the name was.
Ross tried to get Barkley was on the council, and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback.
Yo, the guy in the back's
really, he's been fantastic. He's been when he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy, but he's a great guy. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is on the commission. NFL Commissioner Gary Bettman.
NHL Commissioner, not NFL numbnuts.
To attack Leoa.
Saquon Barkley.
At least he got the tag
and Tua Tagovailoa.
I don't even know. By the way, there's no I. It's lower. So I don't know why he went
Leah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't get that. He caught himself. He tried to enunciate. And then he was just really messing up. He said NFL commissioner when he meant NHL commissioner.
At that point, once you stumble like that in the middle of
That's why I give Ross credit. Because Ross just said it as if he was confident.
To a tackle of Leoa.
Tackle of Leoa.
Hey. At that point, once he gets to that name, you notice he said last.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But the cheap shot was messed up, right? He didn't have to say, you know.
Oh, right.
Saquon Barkley was on the council, and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, who is really, he's been fantastic. He's been, when he's not injured, he's great. He's stay healthy. But he's a great guy. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is on the commission. NFL Commissioner Gary.
This guy. Well, God bless. How many more years? Two?
Three.
Three. Three and a half.
Three and a half?
Yeah.
He just got started.
What?
The engine just purred, man. It just started.
That's okay. That's fine. God bless him. With that being said,
I'm living the first purge.
No, this is the second one.
Oh, we survived the first one.
This is the sequel. All right. With that being said, we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to see if our boy Trump is in concussion protocol after getting run over by the English language.
Hey, does it make it worse when you go out of your way to enunciate?
Did
you see the deep breath he took? He knew it. I'm in a pickle.
One last time.
Was on the council, and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback.
Look, the guy. Is that Bryson DeChambeau?
He's been fantastic.
That's Bryson DeChambeau behind him.
Is that Bryson? He's not injured. He's great. He's got to stay healthy.
You got to see. But you got to see Bryson make the face when he announced the name.
That's the guy in the back, in the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley.
Watch
it. Watch it.
Watch it.
And Tua Tagovailoa. The
by the way, hold up. Great eyes, Leroy. Great eye. You can tell you a great running back because you can see you can see the gap.
He's pinching his thigh.
No, but look, it's as if he knew the name was coming. Look, look at how he looked at the podium. He looked at the podium.
Yeah.
Look, he's looking at the camera. He's looking at the camera and then watch.
Good luck with this one.
And then he's like, oh, here he goes. Here's the name. Good luck with this one.
And then a little swear.
He's on the council. And Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, who is really, he's been fantastic. He's
hey,
been,
hey, I'm going to give a
game
ball.
When he's not injured, he's great.
I'm going to give a game ball to Bryson DeChambeau for your maintaining composure. And he's a great
dude.
Yeah, that was impressive.
I don't know which video is funny. I don't know which video is funny. I'm going to try to find it during the break so we can compare. But there's a video of a Canadian entertainment show interviewing the cast of Fantastic Four. And the host was like, she's a female, right? So the host is like, yeah, I was loving the movie. I was gobbling all the information. And the Flash.
That's right. Yeah.
Flash,
it was a Fantastic
the
Four.
Character, the actors that played the Flash. And the actor that played Ben Grimm, they just started, laughing. He started laughing, but it was messed up because one of his co-stars was answering, the female lead was answering the question. So it looks like he's laughing while she's talking, but it wasn't that because you know how you are with your friend. If somebody says something funny, you start looking at your friend, and your friend is trying hard to laugh.
We almost bled. I'm going to give you a perfect example. We had the people from New York come down, the internet people, and me, Bees, and Tobin were sitting on different corners of, and I was sitting right next to the lady. And she was talking, and she was like, I'm going to give you guys lessons on how to use Zgoogle. So Tobin was like this, and he looked up at me like this.
That's it. That's
right?
it.
And so I'm sitting next to him going, Beast. Okay. So Beast just tucked his head down, but I'm sitting next to him.
That's the best. That is the best. When you and your crew are the only ones that know the inside joke and you're laughing your ass
but
off.
But I knew. Look, this is just how it is. He was like, and she said, Z Google and Tobin went. You look at it. Oh, my goodness.
Those are the best.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to play the Hall of Fame name game. I'm going to give you guys the 2026 Hall of Fame candidates for the NFL, and you tell me which ones are a shoe-in and which ones are going to have to wait. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Oh, I even know that. I can't hear it, but I know. You're so calling on the cell phone.
Just want you guys to know that ever since they stopped with these bots, seems like someone's listeners have dropped, and someone's just as hot as he was this past decade. But I'll let
that's,
you to
that's called new music vibe. That's it.
Okay. All right. Look, we can call it what we want, but I do know it's also referred to as sustained success. But yesterday, speaking of sustained success, was the Hall of Fame game. Not only is it the first opportunity for us to see professional football, it is an opportunity for us to honor those that have blessed us with their skill. Yesterday had just four members: Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, Sterling Sharp, and hazel-eyed Eric Allen, as we refer to him because of his very, very vampire-esque that Leroy admitted to not being able to focus on the field when lined up against him. Those were the four people to make it yesterday. These names that I'm about to list right now are names that are eligible for the class of 2026. I'm going to go ahead and name some of these, and you guys let me know.
All right.
Let's start with a few players that are eligible for the first time. And, you know, a couple of these are no-brainers. But let's start off with Drew Brees. You think Drew Brees gets in on the first time?
Yep.
All right, yes. Vlad, any anything? Yes. You said yes?
Yes.
Feel that. I wouldn't necessarily doubt if he gets in on the first try for sure. I think he deserves it too, you know. Let's see. Another first timer here that we have. Jason Witten. What do you guys think of Jason Witten?
I do. I do.
He's one of those guys that's had consistency for an extended number of years. Probably a lot more importance to that Dallas Cowboys success than people were giving credit for, because they always talk about the quarterback.
Well, I mean, he was important for Romo's success.
Yeah.
He is fourth all-time in career receptions, trailing only Tony Gonzalez among tight ends.
And I think the stint he did with the Monday Night Football probably helped him out as well.
True. He's second among tight ends in receiving yards, and that's good for 20th overall. The class continues. Is there like a certain number they can only get? Because this is a tough class, I'm not going to lie to you.
Go.
It's like four or five players that can get in.
Oh, man, that's going to be rough. Larry Fitzgerald. How about that one?
Yeah. He'd get in before Witten.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He'll join Aeneas Williams as the only two Hall of Famers to play most or all of their career with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Aeneas, he's from New Orleans.
Yeah, but he played his whole career with the Cardinals.
That's yeah.
What it's saying. Yeah.
I'm saying he's from New Orleans.
He's from the NL. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's my homeboy, and you know, some people in my family know his family, and we played him in the playoffs, and I knocked him out.
Oh, that's Aeneas Williams is who you talk about?
No. So it was the 98 season. We played them in the divisional playoffs. Played the Cardinals in the divisional playoffs, and I was going to the corner of the end zone. He was coming up, and we both dropped our heads at the same time, and I think he went night-night.
Ooh.
Yeah. If you watch the highlights, you'll see him get a Caesar salad.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Caesar salad. Tasty right
Give
now.
Me a, you don't remember Martin? Give me a Caesar salad and a bus pass and a Twizzler.
Can't go wrong with Twizzlers. You're making me hungry right now.
What about this one here? Frank Gore.
Frankie G, personally.
He should get for his sheer longevity and production. I think, is he second or third in all-time rushing?
He is third, the only two players who have
Emmett
more. Emmett and Walter.
Yeah, so he's in. He's in.
What's the number he's in? Is he at 15?
He's at 16.
He's a 16.
Oh, yeah, he's in. He's in. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
16,000 career rushing yards. He's third place behind.
This is a hard class, bro.
Bro. And
but really, the more names you mention, the farther down the line I'm pushing with.
That's what I'm starting to realize.
Because you gave it to us so soon. Yeah. Like, is he a Hall of Famer? Yes.
Does he deserve to be a first ballot Hall of Famer? I think so.
See, I don't think if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. Like, it don't matter when.
I kind of do.
Well, I mean, look, it don't matter when until every year comes by, and you're always on the outside.
No, but so you think that first ballot means something more than...
Yeah, because I think first ballot means there's not even a thought about it. Like, you just say the person's right. name and then you
I
just...
Got you.
And
it's. I see what you... I just look at it as Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. They don't say he was a first ballot Hall of Famer. They just say he was a Hall of Famer, which is one of the reasons why T.O. got so upset.
Right.
That they just kept him out just because.
While Randy was first ballot immediately. Like, there's something about that. It's just like... You know how the players want to be the highest paid player, even if it's for 1 hour. They just want to be able to say they were the highest paid player in their position for that 1 hour.
I got you. I got you.
Marquise Pouncey. What do you think of that
No.
one?
No.
No. No. Okay. Phillip Rivers.
Wow.
I'm going to say this.
It'd be interesting.
Because of the class.
It'd be interesting.
I'm going to say no.
But it'd be interesting.
But he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
It'd be very interesting if both those quarterbacks got in the Hall of Fame the same year.
Yeah, because
now
because one replaced the other.
One was drafted to replace the other, and the other had to find a different place to resurrect his career, and it did, and right. it worked out for everyone except for Phillip because he never won a ring. But he probably just had another child right now, as I just said. This.
As we're talking right now,
oh yeah,
as I just said,
now bolo tie and childbearing. Having kids.
Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer, though, and I think they probably
he's a Hall of Famer, but we're trying to say if he's gonna get in next year.
I don't know if he's gonna get in next year, bro.
He ain't gonna get in next year. Not if Drew Brees gets in, because you're basically saying that Drew Brees had a better career than
because he got the Super Bowl ring and he's got those yards, bro. He's like second to Brady in yards.
Yeah.
Now, look, these are the ones that are kind of easy. Those were supposed to be the easy, potentially first ballot Hall of Famers. Don't forget the 12 finalists who fell short of the class last year, which is Luke Kuechly, Eli Manning, Steve Smith, Fred Taylor, Adam Vinatieri, Reggie Wayne, Terrell Suggs.
Hold on. All right. There's a lot of great names there, but a lot of the players that you just said from last year is not getting in.
Yeah.
Larry's getting in before Reggie. Larry's getting in before Steve Smith Sr.
And I think that's how they're going to do it.
Right.
Right? That's how they're going to do it. Because when they talk about Eli Manning, you have to put Eli Manning before you put Phillip Rivers in.
Right.
See, but now doesn't that go where you say it doesn't matter if you're a first ballot or you're not a first ballot? But then someone, for example, like Reggie Wayne is going to get skipped and skipped and skipped and skipped because every year there's going to be that one candidate that's first ballot to the point where Reggie Wayne, God forbid, you know, I think he's in good health, but let's say he, you know, passes away for some reason while he's waiting for his name to be called because he wasn't first ballot. That's to me where, like, that's where it matters. Not necessarily, like you said, whenever we're first to it, they're like, hey, this
is what I would say. Here's what I would say. In these moments, when you start thinking about who should be in the Hall of Fame or not, you have to measure them up against their contemporaries. And if one of your contemporaries is up that was better than you, he got to go before you. Now, what happens at wide receiver is a hard position to get in. It just is. Because nowadays the numbers are skewed, right? And so when you look at some of these guys that have 10,000 yards, right? Which, you know, in the 90s, that was a great benchmark. But you look at how long it took a guy like Art Monk to get in, right? You look at some of those guys, and it took a while for them to get in. So I think it has nothing to do with what they've done. But wide receiver seems to be the hardest position to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there's a certain number you have to hit with wide receivers and running backs. Like, I think with wide receivers is if you hit the 14,000, 15,000, both of them actually, if you hit the 14,000, 15,000 mark, it's very hard to hold you back from the Hall of Fame. Clearly, sometimes how you act off the field kind of delays or furthers your
or placement. What you're doing in your post-NFL career. Because a lot of guys get in because they're doing TV and they're in everybody's, you know, face every weekend.
But there's one running back I'm going to say that I think should get in, even though I think Frank Gore should get in automatically. But Fred Taylor should be in the Hall of Fame, and he's been out for the longest. So Frank Gore gets in, that's because he did exactly what he was supposed to be in the third.
Well, see, Fred Taylor has more of the accomplishment that you thought was a guarantee to get in.
Right.
So he's got like 11, what's he got, 11, 12,000?
No, he's got more than, he's got 12,000. I think he's got like 12,500. So
I feel so bad. The chat is like, yo, poor Reggie Wayne is somewhere enjoying the pina colada, and I just killed him off. I'm just saying, like, this whole first ballot thing.
No, he has 11,000. You're right, Leroy. He has 11,000. But 11 should get you in.
So that's just over. I mean, when you think of the guys getting in, I mean, Frank Gore got 5,000 more yards.
Crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So you can't, as much as I think, and keep in mind, as much as I think Fred Taylor is a Hall of Famer, right? As those numbers, as you start separating from other Hall of Famers, so when another guy retires and he comes up and he got 14,000, you got to put him in before Fred Taylor.
Yeah.
So a lot of it has to do with, okay, if he's the only running back that's on the list right now, and you go, oh, okay, 11,000. Then you start looking at that number. But
yeah,
that's the same thing with quarterback. Like, you can't put Drew Brees, you can't put Phillip Rivers before you put in Drew Brees.
You can't, and you can't put Phillip Rivers in before Eli Manning.
Right.
So, yeah.
So,
Marcus, you're right. This next year's class is going to be very difficult because there's a lot of great players from this year's class that should have got in, or at least finalists that should have got in. And now if you look at the numbers, like I'm saying, Larry Fitzgerald's numbers are going to move Reggie Wayne and Steve Smith Jr.'s.
Right.
I mean, Steve Smith Sr.'s numbers
down. It's going to move them back.
Jason Witten's going to be looked upon. Tight ends and receivers are kind of put in the same category in a certain way.
Right.
So then you look at the running backs, 60,000 is hard.
And Vlad, the bad part about this is, and this is why I say if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. The bad part about this is, as time goes on, the numbers don't look as good with other guys doing the same stuff. So now when you have some of these receiving tight ends coming in putting 12, 13,000, then you go back and look at Winton's numbers and you're like, okay, right? And so, like, that's why I try not to separate, you know, first time versus not, because you either are or you aren't. And while we don't believe all these guys are Hall of Famers, there are certain guys that you feel are more Hall of Fame worthy than some of the guys that we mentioned, so it kind of pushes them a year later.
There's actually some other names that are on this list. I gave you the first ballot, and I gave you those who fell short last year. There's some people in the first year of eligibility that are also going to give some of these names a run for their money. We have Geno Atkins, Steven Gostkowski.
No.
The kicker?
LeSean McCoy?
No, Shady's not getting in.
Shady's not going to get in.
Hall of very good.
He was an all-around player, but you can't put up his numbers to some of the guys. You can't put
his numbers are not better than Fred.
Right.
Yeah.
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen's not getting in before Jason Witten.
He's not getting in before Witten.
Julian Edelman.
No.
No.
And Thomas Davis.
No, he's not getting in before his own teammate, Luke Kuechly.
And then anyone else is like old people, like a Marshall Yanda or like a – I don't know who a Mike Lupati is. Lupati, I don't know.
No one.
Nope.
But I think so if Adam Vinatieri is not in, tough. There's no way Gostkowski's not in.
So if you're a voter, right, and you're looking at these guys that are up, and you either look at – the guys that are just getting in or the guys that didn't get in, right? You're now comparing the new guys with the guys who aren't in or the guys who just got in. And it's unfortunate, but it pushes a lot of them out of the mix, especially at positions like quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Now, the hardest position, I think, and I think they almost treated as the easiest, is when you talk about offense and defensive linemen, you can do sacks. But offensive linemen, all you can do is Pro Bowls and all pro. So when you look at a guy that, oh, he's been a all pro 5 times and a Pro Bowler, you know, 10 times, then that's the numbers that you use for these offensive linemen.
Well, it's going to be a hard class for sure. We are going to keep an eye on it as it continues to progress. And in the meantime, you're looking to have some fun and you are looking to attend one of the biggest events in the world, that is seeing Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Only one show has an opportunity to do it. And actually, it's only one station, I should say. And that's right here, 560 WQAM. If you are interested in doing that, all you have to do is open up the Odyssey app and listen to our very own 560 for at least an hour. Very simple. All you have to do is listen to it for at least an hour for an opportunity to win. All of these entries include round-trip airfare and a stay at the Venetian in Las Vegas, which has already been confirmed by Leroy that he loves it, even though he's actually never been there.
I've stayed in a lot of casinos. I've never stayed in the Venetian. And I'm not sure. I think no, because where we stayed for the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight, because they built a little tent city because it was so packed. We stayed at the MGM. We just walked right across the street to the tent city.
Well, the benefit of staying at the Venetian Resort is that it's directly connected to the Sphere. So don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is National Contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more Tobin and Leroy. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a beautiful, beautiful first of the month. So we are doing our best to bring in what is known as the best month of the year.
Oh, it's your birthday this month.
Oh, what?
Oh, it's your born day this month. I just realized why you're so happy about August. Yeah, it's your born day.
Yeah, I am holding things down for our boy Tobin, who will be back in action next week. In the meantime, it is a Frog Boy Friday. Quick segment here so we can get back on clock and finish up the last hour strong. I wanted to know if this tickled your fancy. I saw Shamithan earlier put a trade proposal of Tyreek and Bradley Chubb for this player because out of Dallas, there is reports that Michael Parsons is considering requesting a trade from the Cowboys.
Listen, all these people requesting trades, they're not going to get it.
Yeah, you know what, though? I don't know if this is like, because to release that you're considering requesting a trade, to me, kind of seems like you're leaving room for us to be like, well, I was considering it and we resolved it.
Here's the thing. They have him for another 2 years. He's still on his rookie deal. He just wants to get paid now. Cool. I get that. But they don't have to trade you.
Man, he's still on his rookie deal, huh?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's still on his rookie deal. They picked up his fifth-year option, so they don't have to give him the money right now.
It might be smarter if they did,
but they don't necessarily have to do it now.
They don't, and Jerry Jones has been quoted as a recent saying some wild things, including that, you know, he's not in a rush to pay Micah, and apparently Micah has to show him something.
So, yeah.
I mean, I guess we'll see. But does that interest you? You know, with the Miami Dolphins losing as much as they have in the secondary, there's no way you're going to be able to replace that talent. Christian Wilkins available on the market. Michael Parsons potentially considering a trade over here. Is there something that you'd make a move if you're a Dolphins? Greer,
I think you would love. I mean, now if you look at it, he looked good not giving what's his name the contract extension.
Christian Wilkins.
Yes.
Just injury. What a crazy turn of events.
Oh, yeah, well, you know,
that I feel like could only happen in Vegas, you know, like I feel
Vegas
like
or Miami, things. Either one of them, you know what I'm saying? Like true, one of, true, it would have happened in one of them. I think you would, if there's a chance for you, listen, you put Micah Parsons with this team, who are you giving up? That was the other question.
So the question or the proposition Schmeathen had said was giving up Tyreek Hill, which, you know, Dallas loves speed.
Dallas, I mean, it kind of would make no sense for Dallas since they have George Pickens and CD Lamb.
Correct, but Jerry Jones is crazy enough to be like, I want more.
He would definitely want a defensive player. Now, if you want to give,
but I would say,
if you want to give them Jalen Phillips or something to that effect, yeah.
Nah. I'd give him a Bradley Chubb.
If you're giving him Bradley Chubb.
And Tyreek.
It's not a bad deal for the Dolphins.
It's not a bad deal for both sides.
It's more of a bad deal for the Cowboys than it is for the Dolphins. But it's
because they don't necessarily need a Tyreek Hill.
It's just that they don't need a. Here's the thing: I'd rather pay money to a young and upcoming player than to a guy who's coming back from a season-ending injury and hasn't touched the field in nearly 2 years.
Yeah, and is you know, he's not old necessarily, but he is, I think, 30, if I'm not mistaken.
Who, Bradley Chubb? That's not, yeah, 30's old in NFL years. That's the number. Once you hit the 30, they start looking at you like,
Just thank God he didn't play for Tom Thibodeau. Then it'd be even worse.
That's basketball. At least basketball's almost going to get to that point as well. But yeah, 130.
He's 29. His
so he's at that point where Bradley. Yeah,
Bradley Chubb.
So, and he got that last contract. So you can get him right now. Maybe after a year or two, that deal starts. The contract starts to look like a really good deal. But do you really want to pay money to a guy who's at 28 when you have a guy who's like 24, 25? He's about to
26.
So that means he's about to enter the prime. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, just turned 26 a couple months ago. So it'll be 26 for the whole season. And yeah, I mean, he seems like if you're going to find the prime of a defensive end in the NFL, I'd say anywhere between 27 to about 30.
You got 27, 28, 29. 30, yeah, you got 4 years to be in your dominance, in your dominant prime.
Yeah, your dominant physical state. You know, you're no longer adapting to the game. And, I mean, he adapted pretty well very quickly, but.
And mind you, you know, he missed a year already. Remember, these guys, though, a lot of these players didn't play their college, their senior year in college because of COVID.
Yeah.
So, they're willing to miss a year, and it probably helped them out, preserved them.
Well,
but I mean, he's not gonna
Stephen A is calling for Micah to sit out the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, of course that's a story, so they would love that.
Yeah, and I mean, that last year of the contract, like you said, you could potentially my back hurts, you know, throughout the entire thing, and we'll see what happens. But all right, well, I guess we'll keep our eye on it, and we will get you more from today's training camp. Activities. We're going to also see if Vlad could potentially throw us off his scent with one lie. I'm sorry, two lies and one truth. We'll see what Vlad has to reveal or not reveal, potentially lie about. I'm telling you, Brittany had us going yesterday. So we'll figure that out. Leroy will make his way back. We got that and much more silly sauce on the Tobin and Leroy Show.